Friday. We get a chance to record back in the office, and Susan and I are very grateful for the opportunity to be home. I'll share a little bit with you about some of our experiences in South Korea, and then excited for you guys to get a chance to hear our Korea team share on Sunday morning. And so they are very, very nervous, but we are excited for them as adults as they have some time, and we have already spent some time with them in South Korea talking about Sunday morning, but for them to think through what did God do in their life, where did they see God on this trip. And so excited for you to be able to hear about that. But before I go into some of those things, I just want to say thank you for praying for us. We did see God in some really, really neat ways. And hopefully that'll be something that we will use in our own personal lives to draw our heart closer to Jesus. Thank you for giving. There was times that we had opportunity to do things because of our Bible Fellowship Church family. Bless some of the missionary wives. Bless some of the orphanage kids as we took them out. And had the opportunity just to play in the playground. And then take them to like an indoor area where we got a chance to spend time with them. Riding some smaller rides and doing some fun things with them. But it gave us a chance to stand in line. And if we couldn't talk with them, we could use Google Translate and have some type of a conversation with them. And the other part was just want to say thank you for giving us a chance to spread the gospel around the world. It's so neat to be able to know that we have just had the opportunity to be in a whole other country to talk to people about Jesus, to be able to see what Jesus is doing in another country, to work with alongside another team in a foreign country. That was really, really fun. And so we thank the Lord for that. I want to share two little testimonies, and then I'm going to read to you out of Ephesians. But I was talking to one of the camp directors. His name was Peter, and there was a young man that I had been observing who had been serving, not necessarily on the stage, but in a lot of other ways. Like their dining room gets turned into their meeting room, and then it gets turned back into a breakfast area, and it gets turned into a meeting room, and then it gets turned back into a lunch area. So, you know, all that is just different individuals. And sometimes, you know, people will jump in and help, but this one guy, Gene, was continue to help in all those areas. There, or food needed to get from the first floor to the second floor because Word of Life's property is on the second floor. And so he'll be the guy downstairs carrying food, or trash needed to go out. And so I asked Peter about him, and he said, well, let me tell you a story. He came to Word of Life, and Word of Life, one of the things that they use is English. They have people come that teach English actually at a college level, so students can become better with English, and they use the Bible as their textbook. And so Gene was going to be part of that, and so using the textbook as the Bible, and Gene was asking some questions, the gospel got presented, and he said, you know, I'm not really interested in that. And so Peter said, you know, we just kind of kept loving him. We didn't really say a whole lot more about it, and just kind of, you know, kept him around. And I don't know the exact date, maybe a week before we got to a Word of Life in their ministry in South Korea, that Gene decided, you know what, I need the gospel, I need Jesus. And so he's going to say yes. I had assumed that Gene had been working for Word of Life for a long period of time. That was not true. He was actually a very new believer, serving the ministry, helping the gospel to go forward. And that was really kind of powerful to see and to watch and to listen. Another young lady, they might talk about this young lady on Sunday. Her name is Gracie. Helen and Paul and the very first team that went to Korea met Gracie. She was a young lady in middle school. Her life was not doing well. Physically, she was not doing well. And she was actually considering taking her own life. But that week that the Word of Life kids or our church kids were there, you know, many years ago now, impacted Gracie's life. And so Helen and Gracie have stayed friends. Elaine White and Gracie have stayed friends. And so Gracie came back to Word of Life this week, and she was doing some interpretation from English to the Korean language so that we could actually understand what they were preaching on. And so Helen asked her, and I don't know how this conversation got started, but I kind of walked in, and Gracie had tears running down her face. And she was sharing with our kids about how their lives, the first Korea team, had impacted her life in such a way that she did not take her life. that she is engaged now. She's planning to get married soon. And Lord willing, she might even show up here in Sebring. But she told our kids, she said, I want you to know something. You will never know what it means to the South Koreans for you to be here on this trip. You haven't talked to them a lot. You don't speak Korean, but you have interacted with them. And they know there's something different about you. So I want to say thank you for serving and being part of this trip. And maybe one day there'll be some of the kids later on share that same story with you. And so my heart was just encouraged about what the gospel is doing, how it is transforming lives. And one of the things that I've been thinking about for the kids and even praying for the kids and praying for myself is found in Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 14. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom his whole family in heaven on earth derives its name. Paul is making a choice there in Ephesians chapter 3 to kneel before his Father, not stand in rebellion, not making any demands. And so as I watch God work, Gene's life, Gracie's life, there's another story that I'm probably going to eventually share with you, or maybe even show you a video of a young man and how the gospel's impacted his life. It humbled my heart. It got me excited about what God is doing around the world. And so just a good reminder to me, say, you know what, Father, I don't want to stand and tell you what to do. I want to kneel before you and trust you and follow you. Because you know, if you keep on reading in Ephesians chapter 3, you get down to 20. Verse 20, now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we ask or imagine according to his power. Our Jesus is big and our Jesus is strong and our God is big and our God is strong and he is capable. He is doing things, he will do things, and he has done things. It'll be an opportunity for us today to kneel before our Savior and our King as we serve today. So thank you for joining us for Let's Talk. God bless you and looking forward to seeing you on Sunday. Father, thank you for this new day, opportunity to serve you. Thank you for your power, that you are big enough. Draw our hearts to be humble before you for your glory. In your name I pray. Amen.